This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi wa ba'd. Welcome back to another episode of 888. This is your brother Ahmed Salim coming in here live from Milton, Ontario. The promise to myself is that I'm going to go live every single day for the next 90 days, with exception to the days that I'm sick, obviously. But today we are talking about... we're carrying on the conversation from our episode yesterday. So if you haven't seen that, go to my YouTube channel and you'll go to the playlist on daily lives and see the one before that, which is the five sciences related to seerah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is part two of that. So if you've missed the conversation from yesterday, I'll give you a 1 minute summary. We said, in order for us to love Rasulullah, in order for us to follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is a sequential thing, there's a sequence we need to follow. And a lot of times people mess up the sequence. So they say, you must follow, so you may love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It doesn't work like that. The way this works is you must know about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you can love him. And then if you love him, then you will be able to follow him automatically. You won't have to force yourself to follow. Now, having said that, how do we know Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We talked about the five basic sciences. We talked about the five sciences related to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Science number one, we said it is the science of Shama'il, and we gave you an example from this book yesterday, Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya. We gave you an example from this book, which is the characteristics of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How did he sleep? How did he eat? What did he like to eat? What was his morning breakfast? Did he have coffee in the morning every single day? Ah, that was good. Alhamdulillah. My own curated coffee. Assalamu alaikum, Amir al-Qulub and Hala. How are you doing? Barakallahu fikum for being here. So we talked about Shama'il. Then we talked about Fada'il, which is the things that make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam better than the rest of the Anbiya. Fada'il of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then you have Khasa'is of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Things that are exclusive to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then you have Dala'il of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Things that are evidentiary grounds for you and me to be able to understand Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Legislative authority. Rasulullah is a legislative authority in our lives, in the Sharia. And what are the Dala'il? What are the evidentiary proofs for you and me to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a Nabi? All right. Then you have Seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are basically the stories and the events that took place during his life. So it could be Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the events around him, or it could be very well the event and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and different Sahabas and companions around it. Okay. So that gives you a summary of what we did yesterday. Today, we're going to take an example of Fada'il of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My teacher would really not like it because I keep going back to my default, which is saying Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that's not appropriate. We should be very cognizant, how we pronounce the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, having said that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Fada'il. Today, I'm going to give you examples of the fada'il of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give me 1 second. My kid is knocking at the door and he will keep on knocking. He's not going to end. I am doing a live right now, so I cannot open the door. You have to go down, please. I remember my promise. I will do the promise after I'm done the live. I need you to please leave here for now. Okay, sorry, interruptions, things happen, lives happen, pandemic happens when you're working from home. Okay, so let me go back to Fada'il of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Okay, Fada'il of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are proof. So first concept that everybody needs to understand over here, we all need to be on the same page, is that all of the Anbiya, all of the prophets and the messenger of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all the other messengers combined, they have a threshold. So if you were to say there's a ceiling, so once they cross that ceiling, you have like average people, all the other human beings, and then you have Anbiya. So once they get into the category of Anbiya, all of them are ma'soom anil khata. They are purified from any mistakes. They are examples for us to follow. Hence, it is not fathomable for us to make it is not fathomable for us to say or to conceive that the person who is supposed to be our legislative example is not following the law. Okay, that is an important aspect for us to understand. Next part. What we are talking about in Fada'il of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's superiority over the rest of the Anbiya. And for that, I'm going to give you a few examples. For example, the ulama, they have combined multiple examples in the Quran in which we get these proofs that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was better than Musa alayhi salam. For example, they were all anbiya, but تلك الرسل فضلنا بعدهم على بعضهم على بعدهم على بعض, that some upon others have been given بعضهم على بعض superiority, one above the others. Now, what are we talking about? An example, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and Musa عليه السلام, two anbiya, two prophets faced with a situation. Musa عليه السلام, he says, كلا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينِي. Okay, Musa alayhi salam is faced with a situation. He's about to be, he's at the seashore, at the Red Sea. Fir'aun is behind them. He's about to get onto them. And guess what happens? Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahuma. If you're there, barakallahu fikum. So you are there, and basically Musa alayhi salam comes and he says, Kalla, no, never. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينِي. My Allah is with me. My Rabb is with me. سَيَهْدِينِي. He is going to guide me. Similar situation faced by Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was in the ghar, when he was in the cave. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Don't be sad. To Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Now, how do these two verses prove that Rasulullah was of a higher status in iman, in his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his level of iman, he was above Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Understand that all the anbiya, all the rusul are above you and me in our state of iman. Right? They're perfected. Their iman is perfect. But even within that perfection, there are levels. So this tells us that when Musa alayhi salam was faced with the situation, A, he said, إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي قَدَّمَ الْمَعِيَّ عَلَى الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. He said, Allah is with me, right? قَدَّمَ الْمَعِيَّ. So I'll answer that question, inshallah, at the end. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. إِنَّ مَعِيَ, with me is my Rabb, سَيَهْدِينِ, He is going to guide me. Okay? Now, over here, he said, with me first, then the word Rabb, and he attributed the pronoun مَعِيَ. He did not say his nation. All of his nation was physically there with them. So Musa alayhi salam and Banu Israel was there with Musa alayhi salam at the seashore, trying to cross the seashore, Fir'aun coming at the back. They were all there. But he exclusively, you know, he used the pronoun of exclusivity to himself. He said, with me is my Rabb. Very interesting. So what's next? Next is Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is alone. His nation is not with him in the cave. And in the cave, Allah subhanahu, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first thing he did is he did not use rububiyyah. He did not use Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being a Rabb. Rather, he used the attribute of uluhiyyah. And he said, Inna Allaha ma'ana. Allah, our ilah. So number one. Number two, he did not say ma'ana Allah. He said, Inna Allaha ma'ana. So akhara al-ma'iyyah. He delayed the ma'iyyah. He delayed the attribute, the possessive noun of ma'a, with us, he delayed that, right? He delayed that and he brought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. So that tells us that in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, compared to Musa alayhi salam, Rasulullah was better. he was better than Musa alayhi salam, because قدم, he brought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, but then once he brought Allah first before himself, he also changed. Instead of saying, you know, inna rabbana ma'ana, or inna rabbana ma'ana, he said inna allaha ma'ana. So uluhiyah, he attributed the sifa of Allah's worship. You know, Allah, the one only worthy of worship, he is with us. Number one, he used the word ilah. Number two, it came before the possessive noun that he has used, pronoun ma'i, before ma'ana. Number three, his nation was not with him, but he didn't forget his nation. And he said ma'ana. If he was only referring to the one that was in the cave with him, Abu Bakr radiallahu an, then obviously he would not have used the word jama', the plural, that indeed Allah is with all of us. So subhanallah, A, he brought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. B, he used the word Allah rather than Rabb compared to Musa alayhi salam. Number three, Musa alayhi salam's nation was there with them, and he did not mention the nation. He mentioned just himself and his connection, whereas Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not forget about us. Inna allaha ma'ana. Right? That itself is just one of the gazillion examples that we can find in the books of Sunnah and in the books of Quran, where we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was better in afdal than the rest of the Anbiya. The second example is a small one. Musa alayhi salam makes a dua and he says, Rabbi la tukhd, no, how does the dua go? La tukhdina yawma, I forgot the dua. Anyhow, I'll do that dua tomorrow if I get a chance. You know, yawma, because the ayah is, if anybody can remember the ayah, that's great, but put it in the comments, but I'll do that tomorrow. Yo, man, I knew this right before I started. يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِي. That's for Prophet. The other one is, that's the flaws of doing things live without preparation, is that, you know, I speak whatever I speak, and I forget whatever I forget. And subhanAllah, ajib. I read the verses before I started, and just a quick summary for myself, and now it is completely gone. I guess it's gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want us to talk about it. Let me answer Amir al-Qulub's question. He says, can we say that Quran taught Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the specialty traits of previous prophets, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam excelled in every one of those characteristics? Not necessarily. You know, Prophet ﷺ did not, like Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was above all the characteristics of the previous anbiya. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim, that indeed you are above. So all khuluq of 'azim, all the grand characters and characteristics and behaviors and demeanors that exist in the world, khuluqin 'azim, all the great ones, all the ones that are important, right? Prophet ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innaka, indeed you are la'ala, indeed you are above all of that. So not necessarily that all the characteristics of the anbiya of the past, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embodied. I mean, obviously there were some neutral ones and stuff like that, but we can definitely say that every single thing that a prophet in the past had specialty, so it was a specialty for them, Rasulullah excelled that prophet in that specialty. Okay, so I hope that, you know, that's clear. So if a particular, for example, Musa alayhi salam was Kalimullah, Musa alayhi salam was the one who spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he crossed all the boundaries and he was in the seven heavens, and he entered a celestial space where even Jibreel alayhi salam is not allowed to enter. He said, if I was to cross this, I would burn to dust, right? But Rasulullah was able to go with his physical body, go and cross that and have a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Allah's presence, right? So this is just one example. Musa alayhi salam also spoke, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also spoke. But the way Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke was way better than Musa alayhi wa sallam. Again, multiple examples. So this is called the chapter of Fada'il. Very important for us to know because it instills the love of all the prophets. But more importantly, it makes us love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. Anyhow, this is 15 minutes. I can keep talking. This is not supposed to, it's supposed to be 8 minutes. Now it's double the time. Thanks to Amir al-Qulub. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Barakallahu feek. Hala, rabbi habli hukman. Wa alhiqni bis saliheen. Ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Jazakumullahu khair. Everybody that is here. MashaAllah. Barakallahu feekum for all the beautiful people that are watching. I will see you all on the other side tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.